Daniel chapter 7 verses 9 through 28. The course the Antichrist will take regarding Israel is laid before us here. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. Daniel 7:21. And he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. Daniel 7:25. This evil ruler will hunger to possess the whole world and will destroy everywhere he goes, but godly Israel will be the special object of his wrath. Daniel wrote that Israel was the only group of people who could be called the saints. Daniel 7:22, 25, 27. When the prophecy is fulfilled, the body of saints, people who have been sanctified to God through faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, which we know is the church, will already be gone. Thus, the saints with whom the wicked king will make war will be an Israelitish group. See Revelation 11:7 and 12:17. At a time when all the world wonders after and worships the beast, Israel alone will deny that he is a god. They, or some of them at least, will have awakened to the true God and to their divine Messiah, Jesus Christ. It will not be for any great wisdom or goodness in themselves that they will stand against Antichrist. Jesus said that the signs and wonders worked by the beast and the false prophet will be so utterly convincing that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Matthew 24, verse 24. It will not be possible. God, by his Spirit, will put it, the deception of the elect, beyond the realm of possibility. The beast, in order to make good on his claim that he is God, will set out to defeat these godly Israelites who reject his claims. Notice that as Daniel saw these things in a vision, the beast prevailed against them. Can such a thing be? Shall faithful saints of the Most High go down in defeat at any time? Only outwardly and in appearance. Yes, he will wear them out through the afflictions and anxieties of heart which he causes. And yes, he will prevail in his earthly purposes for a time. But notice also that they shall be given into his hand. He will prevail over them only because the Most High gives him permission to do so. For his own eternal purposes, God will allow this evil man to do his worst for a little while so that greater good may come to men and greater glory to himself. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Romans 5:20. Sin abounded at the cross when, for a time, Satan seemed to prevail in a wicked scheme to put the Son of God to death. But God had planned the whole thing by his grace, and all of Satan's evil deeds worked for good to those who love God. So it will be in the time of Jacob's trouble. Even as God placed a limit on the time that his son would be held in the bonds of death, so he places a limit on how long Israel will be given into the hand of the beast, until a time, times, and the dividing of time. Daniel 7:25. That is, it will be for 1 year plus 2 years and a half of a year, a total of 3.5 years. This much time will be given to Satan to exercise his sinful dominion over the earth. Then God will step in and show himself in behalf of his people. After that period has been fulfilled, judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. Daniel 7, verse 26. And who might the they be in that prophecy? Why, the saints, of course. The beast was seen to continue until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. Daniel 7:22. Christ himself will be the chief and the leader in the overthrow of the false Christ, but his people will be with him. See Revelation 19, verse 14. In the end, God's faithful people must triumph through Christ. To the Israelitish saints who remain alive on the earth will be given the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven. Daniel 7:27. See Revelation 20, verse 4. But let us return to the sitting judgment and to the Ancient of Days. Those things will precede the establishing of the earthly kingdom. Read Daniel 7, verses 9 through 14 carefully, noticing that in verse 9, where it says thrones were cast down, the proper translation would have been thrones were set down or placed. See Revelation 4, verse 2. It is clear from the fact that judgment was set and the books were opened before him that the Ancient of Days pictured here is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. John 5, verses 22 and 23. The Lord Jesus Christ alone is the judge. The description of him here, revealing a manifested glory, a fiery holiness and judgment, and the millions ministering to him are all evidences of his eternal deity. The Ancient of Days is no mere created being here, as some have pretended to see Christ, but the full-blown eternal God. He is to be honored even as the Father is honored, in the same fullness, with the same titles, with equal reverence. According to Daniel 7, verse 11, Daniel seemed to watch carefully to see what would happen at this point. In this night vision, the little horn who rose up to become the Antichrist had spoken great words, strong and blasphemous statements against God. He will apparently believe and proclaim that God has no authority over him, that none can possibly sit to judge him. What Daniel saw was just as we would expect. I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. Daniel 7, verse 11. See Revelation 19, verses 19 and 20. Thus will end the career of the mightiest Gentile ruler the world shall ever see. Boasts he will make in abundance. Power will be granted to him for a season. But like all other men who reject God, he will fall in judgment. What may we learn from all this, aside from the history of the future? Just this: when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Isaiah 59:19. The eternal Almighty God has an eternal, unstoppable plan. He will allow that plan to be proven, to be tested to the extreme limits, but he will never abandon that plan. The enemy will make manifest all his awful power, and God will let him do so. But it will not be power enough. The devil may have his day, but the Lord will have his eternal day. We may tremble in ourselves at the appearance of Satan's host when he comes against us, but there has never been and never will be a cause for the saints of the Most High to abandon hope. No, not in the most terrible hour of temptation and trial. God will triumph and bestow glory upon his people. Yet the vision is not finished. As Daniel continued to look, he said, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Daniel 7:13. Again, it is very clear that this is the Lord Jesus Christ. None other bears perfectly the title Son of Man as he does. He it is who will come with the clouds of heaven. He said before the high priest and the council, Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Matthew 26:64. See also Matthew 24:30, Acts 1, verses 9 through 11, 1 Thessalonians 4:17, and Revelation 1:7. Only Jesus Christ fits this prophecy. Likewise, we need not wonder about the meaning of the clouds of heaven. Hebrews 12:1 speaks of a great cloud of witnesses, referring to the testimony of the many faithful Old Testament saints spoken of in Hebrews 11. The clouds with which Jesus, the Son of Man, will come will be his glorified saints. Them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. 1 Thessalonians 4:14. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3, verse 4. These, the people who have been redeemed by his blood, will bring him forth to receive the dominion and glory and the kingdom which are rightfully his as their Redeemer. It is our faith in him that allows him to rule as the Lord over us today. God will not change the pattern in that day. Some are troubled by the thought that both the Ancient of Days and the Son of Man who is brought before him are Christ. Remember that this is a vision, a mere figurative representation of a glorious and unimaginable reality that will come. We mustn't be surprised if some parts of it do not fit easily into our limited thinking. It is not the task of Scripture to speak only of those things which we already know and understand. Beasts are kingdoms, horns are kings. Christ will present himself with the kingdom. Scripture comments on Scripture and tells us these things are so, and we believe them. Read Revelation chapter 1, verses 13 through 16, where a description of the Ancient of Days is attached to the title of the Son of Man. He is one and the same personality under both titles. Read Ephesians 5:27, where Christ is shown presenting a glorious, spotless company to himself as a bride. Read the Word, let God reveal it to your heart. Stand in awe of this grandeur, which surpasses our understanding, but above all, believe what he has said and rejoice in believing.